Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't know what it is, whether it's the pressure building for the Knicks at one point, now the Thunder, and the Pacers just thrive off it. Like Obi Toppin. That guy who I left for dead after he was a quote-unquote bust with the Knicks, he was massive off the bench. Nembhard at times, Naismith, and then Halliburton, who couldn't really hit a shot all day, at least from beyond the arc. He hits that one, and of course he does. 14 points for him, 10 boards, 6 assists. And the Pacers steal game one. Insanity.
This particular playoffs, if you're a Warrior fan, has been some version of essentially the 2020 draft ghosts coming to roost. Mm. Anthony Edwards, number one overall. We take Wiseman. Then obviously LaMelo Ball and Patrick Williams, Okoro, Okongwu, who we saw earlier this year. Obi Toppin, number 8. And number 12, Tyrese Halliburton. It's just... like, as a Warrior fan, it's like, I thumb my nose down at Obi Toppin, and here he goes, not only like making big plays down the stretch, hitting what, five threes
yeah,
off the bench. No, look, him and Halliburton, multiple teams. So, you know, there's lots of organizations that also miss out on them, but like Halliburton.
That's the one,
Obi,
right?
Toppin.
Halliburton's the one.
I know.
And
it's
no,
just,
but
no, it's all of it. It's not just one or in, it's just all of it. But it's just bad luck.
The Warriors weren't taking Tyrese Halliburton with the number 2 overall pick. They just weren't. And listen, but
people brought it up.
People brought it up. Callers,
Obi Toppin was referenced.
Yeah, I know. We had a drop that said Obi Toppin is a bad man. They didn't even know his last name. They didn't even know how to pronounce it. That was a drop I played all the time. But they liked him. He was a high flyer out of Dayton, obviously. And the shot just wasn't there in New York. And the shot was there yesterday as Obi Toppin, as you said, dropped 5 three-pointers off the bench, 17 points for him. Pascal Siakam was huge. Huge rebounds for them, 4 offensive. And Miles Turner, again, dominating the glass when they needed it the most. There was a lot of smoked layups I saw from Chet Holmgren in crunch time yesterday. I think I've seen that a lot during these playoffs. Mm-hmm. Listen, he's a young player. This is his first go-around. And, you know, he's come up short a bunch. I thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 14 of 30. Obviously, he was shooting the ball left and right, not with huge efficiency. 38 points for him. Dort was awesome from beyond the arc, but they needed someone else to step up late, and they just couldn't do it. Jalen Williams struggled shooting the ball, and 111-110 the final. It was something about this Pacers team. I don't like saying team of destiny, because you know what? Oklahoma City could bounce back, blow out the Thunder this next game, blow out the Pacers in this next game, blow out the Pacers again, and then they get the home court back, and everyone's like, all right, well, this series is over. There's something we said in basketball, Joe. We're almost always, the talent just rises to the top. It's
sure.
It's not like Eli Manning and, you know, Nick Foles of the world beating Tom Brady and the Patriots. Football's a little different. It just is. Baseball, even. We've seen it ad nauseum, the hottest team heading into it. The Giants, I don't think, were the best team overall in 2010.
No.
But they won it, right? But with basketball, almost always, we see the collection of talent just win out no matter what. Except for a couple times. You referenced the Detroit Pistons of the early 2000s.
Looking back on it now, everyone's like, that team was loaded. Going into it, no one gave him a chance.
I mean, look, just to be honest, Kobe and Shaq are two of the top 10 players in the history of the sport.
Well,
and they were in their primes.
And they had, you know, the glove, and they had Karl Malone.
Who are old, but still.
They were the cachet, yes.
Absolutely, two of the top players of all time as well. And then you go to maybe the Dallas Mavericks of 2011 beating the Heatles, that the first Heatles go around. But Dirk is an all-time player,
Jay
too.
Kidd, Sean Marion, yeah. Jason Terry. That team was pretty loaded.
Right? Sean Marion, obviously, a.k.a. Jonathan Kuminga as well. Yeah. So,
no,
but it doesn't happen in NBA. So, like, when
I would agree.
When we see a team like the Pacers, I think even still heading into that game, most people are saying, you know, it's the East, the Knicks. I don't know. How for real are they? The Thunder should clap
them. Oh, we just doubted them at every turn.
I was doubting them up until that final minute. I was like, the Thunder still got
this.
They
feel like a team of destiny.
It feels like that, right? And watching Tyrese Halliburton and the entire last few months of going back to the NBA players and their votes through The Athletic, when all the players are voting for the most underrated player, the best GM, the best, I don't know, whatever, best teams. It was the anonymous player poll. And they do it every year, whether it's the NFL and the NBA. And the NBA, they voted Tyrese Halliburton the most overrated player. I mean, talk about freezing cold takes from the players. This is why I laugh at NBA players when it comes to their X's and O's and their breakdowns. Not to say that all of them are bad, but this notion that the NBA player knows all, and they know more than the average Joe Schmo on the street. Like, really? Tyrese Halliburton, most overrated player? It's pretty laughable at this point, right?
Well, there's a lot of haterade. You know, when you talk to people that are in the industry, there's ego that's involved. Whatever it is, whatever industry it is, tech, you know, go to a plumbing job site. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of hatred over there. Like, nobody wants to admit someone else is better than them. But there's clearly a lot of envy when it comes to Tyrese Halliburton.
But it's such a random player to be like that guy who just... He was an underrated guy. He had an unorthodox jump shot. Still does. God, he had some floaters yesterday that were like right before the three-point line. I don't know what that was.
Steph was hated by his own guys. By many of his own peers.
Still is.
And I think that there's this, how do I put this? There is a group of guys that Steph didn't come up the hard way. What are you saying right now under your breath?
Well,
that's what people say.
What is the hard way? What do you want him to do? You wanted to struggle in the streets of wherever Carolina?
Again, there's jealousy there because, you know, like, people didn't have maybe both of their parents be extremely successful prior and come up in a very, you know, nice neighborhood and nice schools. And so there's jealousy, Joe. You know this exists everywhere. And the irony of it was LeBron was at the forefront of it. And as now his children have lived more like Steph Curry grew up than the other way around, right? And so I hear you, but this team does feel like a team of destiny. Look, as a Warrior fan, I'm telling you, you could say to me, you weren't going to draft any of these guys. Like, you're right. But that COVID year, that draft, 2020, whether it's the NFL or whether it's the NBA, there were some monumental misses. And I look at the Warriors taking James Wiseman. And look, Joe, you could say they never were going to look at any of these other guys. Here were some of the people just drafted in general in that draft. LaMelo, obviously, is everyone going to. Tyrese Halliburton, 12th overall. The guy Obi Toppin, who I referenced. Cole Anthony, Isaiah Stewart, Sadiq Bey. Then you get down to Tyrese Maxey, Jaden McDaniels, who you saw earlier these playoffs, and Desmond Bane. All right? Now, again, individually, I would say, the Warriors weren't sniffing around any of those guys. But part of why they are where they are right now is because they literally missed out on that entire draft. I mean, what would they take? Jessup in the second round?
Justinian.
Yep. I mean, Joe, anyone other than Wiseman would have been, and look, I was rooting for Wiseman. I thought he would be okay. I thought it would work out. It clearly hasn't. No. He's on the Pacers with a torn Achilles right now.
He's going to get a ring? Another one?
I mean,
James Wiseman? Get two?
Again, let me name some of the names. Obviously, Halliburton's going to be the headliner, but Ant Edwards goes one. LaMelo goes three. Halliburton goes 12. Obi Toppin there in eight. Cole Anthony, 15th. Isaiah Stewart, 16.
You didn't mention Denny Abdija, who I really like, actually.
I like him, too. Sadiq Bey, Tyrese Maxey, 21st overall. Jaden McDaniels, 28th overall. Desmond Bane, 30th overall.
I know.
It's a tough one to swallow. And there are certain drafts, like I'll always remember the Vince Wilfork draft when the Niners passed on him. It's like, oh my God, dude, this guy could be a 15-year player for you in the middle of your defense. I'll never forget when they passed on DeSean Jackson multiple times. It's like, what are we doing? We took Chyla Rashawn and Kentwan Bulmer. I mean,
he was right there in your backyard,
you
right?
know, Warriors, you know, taking Joe Smith, even though he had a good rookie year. I hated Joe Smith. He was like the fifth best player in the ACC that year, in my term,
right.
in my true. Estimation, heading into the draft. Like, Rasheed Wallace, Jerry Stackhouse, you're taking Joe Smith. I would have taken Antonio McDice.
Right.
So there are certain drafts that are just going to live with you for a long, long time. That 2020 draft, ugh. And what's worse, not even sniffing around some of those players or having Tyrese Halliburton and being the Kings.
Right.
And trading him away.
We always go back to this. It's definitely the Kings. You had him, and you chose De'Aaron Fox, who in turn said, kick rocks. I want to leave this place.
Oh, no.
And now they're talking about breaking up. Like, it's so funny. I saw this, whether it was Shams or whoever. It's just like the big three in Sacramento, and they're maybe the Kings are looking to break it up. I'm like, what? Stop. Just because you have a collection of players people have heard of does not make it a big three. Even the Curry, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, that is not a big three.
Well, what
the big three ended with KD, Steph, and Klay. That was the last true big three, quote unquote. The Heatles were a big three. Like, stop it with the big three. DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Domantas Sabonis. Really? Really? Relax here. By the way, I think you sent something in the chat yesterday about a proposed blockbuster trade that you saw. It was like Zach Lowe said it or something. And it was like, it was Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Podziemski, and like a pick for Cade Cunningham. I was like, what are we doing right now?
Which I don't think that was actually a real fake trade, by the way.
Was it? Okay,
it wasn't
that was
a real fake
that was
trade.
Fake,
what
does
that
even
mean? Which, like, I don't know, that might be the most 2025 thing I've ever said.
That was the
it's
worst.
It's line season.
Oh, by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan apply online. Or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Crutch Studio in San Francisco. It is Spadoni back. Shout out Mark Grandy, the Grandy Man, filling in for me the last few days. Everything okay? Grandy Man, good? Best? What, was he well-behaved? Mark Grandy, he can get out of control. He can get out of control, that Mark Grandy. All right? Don't let the appearances deceive you, Joe.
What was worse? Like, again, I listed off all those names. Or the Niners moving three picks for Trey Lance. No. And here's who went after him. Just wanted you to know. Forget Kyle Pitts, but Ja'Marr Chase, Jaylen Waddle, Penei Sewell, J.C. Horn, Patrick Surtain, Micah Parsons, Rashawn Slater. I mean, wow.
It was actually a really good draft and pretty deep. And he took Trey Lance. Chargers, you might have something there. We'll see with Jim Harbaugh.
In both circumstances.
It's definitely the Trey Lance one, though.
No, I know, but in both circumstances, because of COVID, you couldn't get a lot of face-to-face with people. There was no NFL combine. As you could see, there's clearly tons of misses. Now, there are in every draft. I mean,
real quick, though, Joe, it is, we say that, like the Wiseman whiff, the Lance whiff. The Niners are just a year removed from making the Super Bowl and being a quarter away from winning it. And the Warriors did win a championship post Wiseman pick. So there is that to fall back on now.
Doesn't mean if you the pick
no
good.
No, it doesn't mean that. But
it's like when I used to hear people talk about who was the guy they took number two overall instead of taking Carmelo. Come on, the Pistons.
Oh, Darko?
Darko Milicic. Yeah. They're like, oh, well, you know, they won a championship.
They did.
So yeah, you won a championship because you overcame the whole of the number two pick who wasn't good.
Just think if you actually chose the correct player, how much would that set you up for the future.
Like
right now, if James Wiseman did hit, maybe we're talking about another title instead. Maybe there's no Jimmy Butler. You never know with all these things. It's just more frustrating when I see good young players and the organizations believe in them and keeping them there. Like the Pacers clearly saw Halliburton as a fit. They didn't see Sabonis as a fit, and they flipped him. And it was the right move.
Mm.
It was. And credit to them and Rick Carlisle. I do think we underrate Rick Carlisle and all this. The guy has won a title. He's been there on the biggest stage. He's very underrated. And it was underrated yesterday. He had a timeout, choosing not to elect it, to use it. They let Halliburton just dribble, 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 find a spot, and they went with it. He could have easily called a timeout, set up a play, ran a play, and done something, but that would have allowed a very good defensive team in the Thunder to also make some substitutions, see what they want to do there. And they didn't do that, and they allowed to go, and credit to Tyrese Halliburton, hell of a shot, and the Pacers take game one, 111 to 110 in the NBA Finals. Real quick on the NBA Finals, though, Joe. I texted this in the chat. As for as good as that game was, and it was, and I know a lot of people, you and I included, it had ebbs and flows, but like the matchup isn't sexy. It's not Lakers-Celtics. It's not Warriors, you know, it's not Warriors-Heat even, or Warriors-Cavs, obviously, with LeBron. It's not any of that stuff. I know Warriors-Heat haven't played, but, you know, just hypothetical, just big names, big free agents, or big marquee players. No NBA Finals logo on the court. No national anthem being played. No player introductions. Like, it's the little things that actually do matter. To make it feel big time, Joe, like, if I was just to tell someone that was an NBA Finals game yesterday, only that little logo on the score bug would show that. Outside of that, I wouldn't have known.
And they didn't have the championship thing on their jerseys.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? They usually have the Larry O'Brien trophy, you know, stitched onto the jersey.
Versus finals on it, yeah.
Yeah, like, I love those things. I know that sounds foolish, but, like, you know me and the jerseys. Like, I love the little details.
Well, it matters, like, when I have no dog in the fight, and I love that stuff when it was, I want to hear the home court booing Halliburton. Yeah. I want to hear them booing everyone on the Pacers, right, and going nuts for Shai Gilgeous-Alex. Like, that's part of the fun. Like, when we watched the Warriors versus the Cavs, part of the fun was Oracle booing the hell out of LeBron. Mm. Wasn't that fun? Mm. Like, you get that, it feels authentic, yeah, right? And I wanted to feel that more. And even the national anthem, like, we all get involved. Like, that's part of the Super Bowl. Like, that's part of why the Super Bowl's the World Series, even, right?
This is a league that literally changed up every single court for a stupid in-game tournament. And they couldn't put a finals logo on the floor for the biggest game of the year.
Thank you. That's literally.
But this is where it goes back to. I'm telling you, Adam Silver is hands down the worst commissioner in sports. You could give me Manfred, I will listen. I would argue that Manfred changed baseball with the rules, and it's offset. And the A's fans are going to hate me for saying this because I know what he's done to you, and it's awful. And I'm not here to defend that. But in terms of people who step back and look at the sport, banning the shift, putting in the pitch clock have been unbelievable successes.
Sure.
But what they've done to specific fan base, the Oakland A's, I cannot oversee. I'm not trying to say that he's not a horrible commissioner for that.
He's culpable. I'd still go to ownership is first and foremost. It's John Fisher for me. Yes.
But when I look at the sport as a whole and the changes that Adam Silver has made, he told you, and he's letting you see, he wants a faceless, nameless, parody-driven league when for the last 30, maybe 50 years, it's been a superstar-driven team. When I was a Warrior fan in the 90s, you know what package they sold me? The Michael Jordan six-game package. You know what they sold me in the 2000s? The Kobe Bryant Lakers six-game package. This was when I was a Warrior fan.
Right.
Okay? They were selling me on the stars of the other team. He told, this is, you know, we want parity in our league. All right, well, then you're going to get Indiana and Oklahoma City, which that's fine. Yeah. And people could say those are the two most deserving teams. They are. There's no doubt about it. But when you don't have the brand recognition of the players and you don't have the brand recognition with the logos on the floor and you don't have the brand recognition with the logos on the jerseys and teams are firing coaches like Tom Thibodeau who have name recognition for no reason, okay? You're creating a faceless product.
Real quick on that, because I was gone the last few days, obviously, playing catch-up, celebrating my birthday, went down to Monterey with friends and family. It was beautiful, always a good time. But that was a head-scratcher for me. And we'll get into the Giants, by the way. Huge split for them. We got Bryce Eldridge watch. You see what he did after getting called up to AAA? Ballin'! And we'll talk to Dave Fleming about that at 8 o'clock, our 95.7 The Game Giants Insider. But to your point, Joe, The Thibodeau firing, I found very curious. I mean, that was the first time the Knicks have made the conference finals in, 20-plus years, 25 years, something ridiculous.
The whole team is Thibodeau players.
Exactly. Like, their brand of basketball is the reason they got to that point anyways. And then they try to make Karl-Anthony Towns the scapegoat, like, as if you didn't already know he didn't play defense his entire career. Let's blame that guy. Very player-driven, that whole thing. I think Jalen Brunson is calling the shots over there, first and foremost. I know his dad is a bit, he's works there or worked. I don't even know. There's something there with that. The whole thing is very fishy. Whether you blame Dolan, Leon Rose, the GM, I don't know. But that whole thing was very fishy to me. But going back to Adam Silver, and we'll play some of the sound that what he spoke to, I think yesterday, either Fox or the day before, whoever it was.
I want to go in on him because I'm big on the jerseys and the brand recognition. Right. Imagine being a kid yesterday in the living room, which my son was shooting baskets. He's only 1.5. Imagine being a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old. How would you know watching television that game was big?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. It wasn't on the court. It was the score bug, as I said, just at NBA Finals. There was just nothing big time about it.
But yet when I watch the stupid in-game tournament, okay, what did I see?
Emirates NBA Cup.
Okay, whatever the hell it's called. What did I see? I saw a floor that looked ridiculous. I saw jerseys I didn't recognize with teams I don't recognize with a bunch of players I don't recognize. And again, a league with restrictions so difficult to keep teams together, it's absurd.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.